First of all, thank you so much for having me today. As you mentioned, my talk is entitled Bullied Status and Physical Activity in Texas Adolescents. This is work I did for my master's thesis. My co-authors are Dr. Perez, Ms. Saxton, Dr. Helscher, who's kind enough to be here today, and Dr. Springer. I have no relationships to disclose. And quick acknowledgments, this study is based on a parent study called SPAN, which I'll talk about. And SPAN was funded by the Texas Department of State Health Services, as well as the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Health and Human Services Block Grant, and the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation. So a quick overview of bullying. Victims of bullying are at an increased risk of a wide range of psychosocial issues, ranging from low self-esteem to suicidal ideation to suicide attempts, as well as psychosomatic issues such as headaches and stomach aches. A recent meta-analysis found that bullied youth reported lower academic achievement than their non-bullied peers. But little research to date has focused on the association between physical activity participation and bullied status. As mentioned, there's only about a handful of studies that have looked at whether bullied youth are less likely to engage in physical activity than their non-bullied peers. And a lot of the current research, being two studies, have focused specifically on weight-based bullying. So in those studies, weight-based bullying was during physical activity was associated with less physical activity participation and less enjoyment in sports. In one of the other studies that looked at bullied status and physical activity participation in overweight and at-risk for overweight youth, the authors found that being bullied was negatively correlated with physical activity in overweight and at-risk for overweight youth. In the most recent study by Roman and Taylor that came out this year, they just looked at the association in general, so not specific to weight-based bullying, and found that middle school youth who were bullied were less likely to engage in two or more days of physical activity per week compared to their non-bullied peers. So a quick background on a theoretical rationale. One of the reasons advanced in the literature for the potential association between bullied status and reduced physical activity participation is that of social avoidance. The idea is that bullied youth may avoid social situations out of fear of being bullied further. Such social situations may include team sports, physical education classes, things along those lines. And there is some tentative support for this theory. Some research has found that bullied youth report more social avoidance behaviors than their non-bullied peers. An alternative explanation is lack of motor coordination. So the idea is that inactive youth are at increased risk of being bullied due to factors such as lack of motor coordination, and youth with poor motor skills have been shown to report less physical activity than youth with higher rated motor skills. Poor motor skills in one study were also found to be associated with increased odds of being bullied. So the specific aim of this current study is to explore the association between bullied status and meeting physical activity recommendations of 60 minutes of daily physical activity using a statewide representative sample of 8th and 11th grade ethnically diverse students in Texas. So a brief overview of the study design. For my thesis, I used data from the SPAN survey, which is the School Physical Activity and Nutrition Study. The SPAN survey included questions regarding nutrition, physical activity, and perceptions of health and weight status. And the goal of SPAN was to create a representative sample of 4th, 8th, and 11th grade students. For this specific study, I only looked at 8th and 11th grade students. So the final sample was a little over 6,000 8th and 11th grade students. Parent consent and student assent were obtained prior to survey administration, and an overall participation rate was 53% for 8th graders and 50% for 11th graders. So the specific measures, physical activity served as our dependent variable, and the question was during the past 7 days on how many days were you physically active for a total of at least 60 minutes per day. We chose to dichotomize this variable into corresponding to the recommendations for physical activity. So we had less than 7 days of physical activity per week and 7 days of physical activity per week. So therefore, any student who responded that they engaged in less than 7 days of physical activity were broken into one group versus those who met the physical activity recommendations. For bullied status, our independent variable, the question was, over the last 6 months, how often have you been bullied at school? Again, this variable was collapsed into three categories: never bullied, bullied once or twice during the past 6 months, and bullied more than twice during the past 6 months. The potential response options ranged from, I haven't been bullied, it has only happened once or twice, two or three times a month, about once a week, and several times a week. So for the statistical analysis, first we looked at descriptive statistics using chi-square analyses. And then we conducted multiple logistic regressions using state sampling weights. The first, we conducted an analysis with the dependent variable, which was meeting the physical activity recommendations. Our independent variable was bullied status. Covariates included race and ethnicity, as well as grade level. And we also included weight status. And after we conducted those analyses, we determined that there were significant bullied status by weight status interactions. So for the final results, I will present the interaction terms, and the results were stratified by gender. These are a quick overview of our descriptive statistics. 52% of participants were male, 48% were female. 61% were classified as normal weight, 23% were classified as obese, 16% were classified as overweight. And the racial breakdown is on your right. So for the first, for our descriptive statistics, meeting physical activity recommendations during the past week, there were significant gender differences as expected. Boys reported roughly twice as they were twice as likely to meet the physical activity recommendations than girls. There were also significant race and ethnicity differences with white and other, as well as black students more likely to meet the recommendations compared to Hispanic students. Initially, for this analysis, differences by bullied status were not significant. So this is our very hard to read logistic regression with the bullied status by weight status interactions, and I will kind of go through this so it's easier to understand. So for all of the models, normal weight adolescents who were never bullied served as the referent category. So these are the results for girls. The bolded results are the ones that are significant. So compared to normal weight girls who were never bullied, overweight girls who were never bullied were significantly less likely to meet the physical activity recommendations during the past week. Overweight girls who were bullied more than twice were significantly less likely to meet the physical activity recommendations during the past week compared to their normal weight peers who were never bullied. And finally, obese girls who were bullied once or twice were significantly less likely to meet the physical activity recommendations than their normal weight peers who were never bullied. So this is a summary of the results for girls, which I just stated. The results for boys are a little bit different. Only two of the interaction terms were significant. So compared to normal weight boys who were never bullied, overweight boys who were never bullied were actually significantly more likely to meet the physical activity recommendations in the past week. However, obese boys who were bullied once or twice were significantly less likely to meet the physical activity recommendations. what does this all mean? Shows that the association between bullied status and physical activity participation is complex. Most of the previous research has not stratified by gender or by weight status. They've controlled for them. So this kind of gave a more in-depth look at the association. Results indicate that the association between bullied status and physical activity is moderated both by weight status and by gender. Results for overweight girls were as anticipated. We predicted that as you experienced more bullying, you would be less likely to meet the guidelines. And for overweight girls, that seemed to be true. Overweight girls who were bullied more than twice reported significantly lower odds of meeting physical activity recommendations. However, this was not the case for girls who were classified as obese. We would have expected girls who were classified as obese who were bullied more than twice to have significantly lower odds of meeting the recommendations, but that wasn't the case. So potential explanations for findings across the five different studies, there were significant differences in the measurement of both bullied status and physical activity participation. The most recent study that found a negative association looked really at low physical activity participation. So they dichotomized the same question, but looking at whether they were more or less likely to engage in 2 days of physical activity, where ours was 7 days of physical activity. As well as bullied status, unfortunately, because this is a large survey, we are limited by only asking one question regarding bullied status. So there are other studies who have asked bullied status using 5 or 7 questions that may get a more accurate picture of who is truly being bullied. Some limitations, causality, of course we can't, this is a cross-sectional study, so we can't determine if bullying causes physical activity participation or vice versa. Again, there was only one item for bullying. Physical activity was measured via self-report, which is may over-report meeting the physical activity recommendations compared to more objective measures like accelerometers. Race and ethnicity was collapsed into 3 categories, so we couldn't explore differences among different races besides black, white, or other, and Hispanic. So this is the first study that has examined the association between bullied status and physical activity engagement in a statewide, ethnically diverse population using normal weight, overweight, and obese adolescents. Future research should really examine whether the type of bullying, so verbal bullying versus physical bullying, influences the association, the type of physical activity, and the context of physical activity. Other things to consider include peer support that has been found to be a mediator of the association between bullied status and negative effects like psychosocial issues. And these are my citations. So, thank you very much. Questions?